Planting progress moving right along. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. Hoosier farmers are approaching the planting finish line. In their weekly report, USDA says 86% of Indiana corn and 81% of the state's soybeans have been planted. Indiana corn is rated 70% good to excellent, while soybeans are at 69%. Let's take one more trip around the state to check in with our farmers on this Hoosier Ag Today Crop Tour Tuesday. East Central Indiana had been behind with planting for several weeks as they just couldn't catch a break from the rain. Jenna Scott provides an update now from Cox Farms in Delaware County.
We will finish up planting soybeans today, and that will be it for us for the year. So it'll feel good to be done planting, and then we're just looking forward to seeing how things come up and starting to do some plant stand counts and see how things get going with some warmer weather.
It's been a similar story in southern Indiana. Ferdinand is in Du Bois County. That's where we find J.R. Reisner.
We were able to make some decent progress last week on planting. We're getting very close to having it wrapped up. We did receive some heavy rain towards the end of the week and over the weekend. That has kept us out of the fields for the beginning of the week here. We also do look like we're going to get some rain towards the end of the week as well. We are beginning to post-spray both corn and soybeans, as well as side-dressing the corn. Crops look okay that are out of the ground, but definitely could use some dry weather and some sunshine.
We'll hit northern Indiana next here on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday.
Retail agronomists and crop consultants attend the Agronomy Conference and Expo in Indianapolis August 4th through 6th and enjoy complimentary registration. This event is a must attend for retail agronomists looking to network with industry leaders with key sessions on sustainability and nutrient management. Use the code Hoosier in all caps for complimentary registration. Visit tfi.org/events and use the code Hoosier to secure your complimentary spot at the Agronomy Conference and Expo in Indy.
We're back on the crop tour here on Hoosier Ag Today. Denise Scarborough has provided dry updates throughout the season from northern Indiana's LaPorte County. And no, I'm not talking about her humor. She is very funny. It's just been pretty dry up there for much of the spring.
We received a little bit of rain last week, which was much needed. I'm hoping for another shower towards the end of the week this week. We're pretty much finished up with all of our planting. We do intercrop soybeans into our wheat, so that also started this week on our farm. Just kind of typical going through the spring, trying to catch up on getting some spraying done now that we have all of our crops in the fields. Hope you all stay safe this week.
And in West Central Indiana, many farmers have been done with planting for some time now. Ryan Rippey shares what he and his neighbors are up to in Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Fountain counties.
So we finished post-emerge spraying our corn last week, and we're starting spraying post-emerge on beans today, so kind of excited about it. Actually getting to spray some Enlist on some Pioneer Plenish beans for the first time, which is kind of exciting to us. Kind of watching what's going on in the area. A lot of corn post-emerge spraying still going on. A lot of side dress still going on in the area. Seen a lot of hay cut that's probably going to be baled in the next couple days, so quite a bit going on around here.
Certainly still a lot happening around the entire state. I want to thank our farmers for providing their insights each week on the Hoosier Ag Today Crop Tour Tuesday. Maybe we'll revisit them again come harvest season. You can enter your photos now for the 18th annual Indiana Agriculture Photo Contest presented by the State Department of Agriculture. Read more on this and find other farm news at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.